Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Hello, friends and flounders, puffers and pals. Welcome to another fun-filled installment of Tales with a Whale, starring me, your blubbery buddy, Betty the Blue Whale. If you're a regular listener to all our great shows here at Go Kid Go, you also know me as the good friend to those exciting explorers of the deep, Xavier and Atlas, on their Whale of a Tale series. But now, I've got my own show, where we talk all about the ocean and the cool places in it. As always, I'm broadcasting to you from the famous underwater studio at the bottom of the Pflugerville Ocean, accompanied by the world-famous All Clam Jam Band, and joined by my sidekick and best buddy, Bubbles the Seahorse.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey there, Bubbles. Did you hear about the lobster that got a job at the pizza parlor?
No, what's he doing?
He's working at the crust station.
Good one, Betty. The crust station. Because lobsters are crustaceans.
Thanks, Bubbles. Well, we all know what that music means. It means it's time to start the show. And since it's Friday, that means it's time for another thrilling edition of the Weekly Underwater Quiz Fest. If you're a regular listener, you know this is the game show where we test your knowledge on all the cool facts we've talked about this week. And you'll be playing for the ultimate title of Master of the Sea. So get those thinking caps ready and let's get this boat show moving. All right, question one. What is the loudest animal in the world? A, the lion. B, the hyena, C, the humpback whale, or D, the blue whale? And the answer is D, the blue whale. Yep, we're pretty noisy for peaceful whales. Our voices can reach up to 180 decibels. That's as loud as a jet engine. We also can send our voices the farthest out of any animal in the animal kingdom, which makes us really good at long-distance friendships. All right, question two. The red lionfish is native to where? A, the Indo-Pacific Ocean. B, the Caribbean. C, the Atlantic. Or D, the Mediterranean? And the answer is A. The red lionfish is native to the Indo-Pacific Ocean. But they're so adaptable, they can live in basically any type of reef around the world. You guys are doing great. Let's keep that energy up with question three. Here we go. The lionfish may be native to the Indo-Pacific, but it is incredibly popular in this diving location, where it is also an invasive species. A, the Mediterranean. B, the Caribbean. C, Indonesia. Or D, none of the above. And the answer is B. Since the red lionfish is super adaptable to any type of reef life, when they got introduced to the Caribbean, they never left. It's kind of an issue because they're such good hunters that they disrupt the fragile ecosystem of the Caribbean reefs. They're just too good at what they do. Question 4. What is the name of the big reef that stretches from the Yucatan in Mexico all the way to Honduras? A. The Great Barrier Reef. B. The Great Mexican Reef. C. The Great Mayan Reef. Or D. Reef-a-roni, the San Francisco Reef. And the answer is C. The Great Mayan Reef. The Great Mayan Reef stretches 700 miles through 4 different countries. Wow, it really is great. Question 5. What is the fastest porpoise in the ocean? A. The vaquita. B. The doll's porpoise. C. The blue porpoise. Or D. Sonic the porpoise. And the answer is B. The doll's porpoise. In addition to being the biggest porpoise in the ocean, the doll's porpoise is also the fastest, clocking in at 35 miles per hour, which is as fast as a horse can gallop on land. Never get into a race with a doll's porpoise, that's what I always say. How's everyone doing so far? We've only got 2 questions left, so think hard. Question 6. The Great Mayan Reef is home to the biggest population in the world of which endangered species? A. The manatee. B. The sea turtle. C. The red lionfish. Or D. Good friends, they're so hard to find. And the answer is A. The manatee. The Great Mayan Reef is the perfect habitat for the manatee, who love to graze on the seagrass meadows and bask in the warm temperatures. There are over 1,000 manatee living in the Great Mayan Reef, making it home to the largest population of manatee in the world. I'll bet the manatee have no problem making friends in the Great Mayan Reef. All right, everyone, last question. Question 7. What keeps predators from trying to mess with the red lionfish? A. Its grumpy personality. B. Its devastating looks. C. Its spines covered in venom. Or D. Its smell. And the answer is C. The red lionfish is covered in venomous spines, which makes it a very difficult fish to eat. This keeps predators from being able to make an easy meal of the lionfish, but moray eels and large grouper still do their best to snack on them. Humans have also launched a lionfish as food campaign to lessen the lionfish numbers in the Caribbean, educating locals about how to get around the tricky spines and to the tasty meat inside. Well, that concludes our questions. Now it's time again to add up your scores and see how you did. Give yourself the title of Junior Underwater Explorer if you scored 1 to 3 points. Good job! And if you managed 4 to 5 points, well, then you've earned the amazing rank of Leader of the Deep. And all those who got 6 or 7 points, you can all crown yourselves as official Masters of the Sea. Congratulations to everyone who played.
Yeehaw! I bet lots of our listeners got Master of the Sea this week.
I bet you're right, Bubbles. But everyone who played is a winner in my book. And don't forget, listeners, if you like the show and are looking for more great programs, check out all the other cool shows we have available at Go Kid Go, wherever you get your podcasts. There's always something new and exciting to check out. Well, that just about wraps us up for the night. So long, everyone, and happy swimming!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.